Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Tom Creighton, of the 37th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Creighton, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, unusually, we're seeing some action on the state budget already here in Harrisburg. What's going on? What kind of bills are being run? And what's your estimation of the contrast between this year and last year in terms of the action?
Well, the bills that are coming through are based on the governor's proposal of $29 billion. So they're way over spending than what we can afford. But at least it's getting the process going. And as a financial conservative, I am voting against all those. But there's enough to pass them, and it will be a sort of carrier to get the budget in the process. Last year, we were deadlocked very early, and it just sat and nothing happened during the early spring months, when, of course, we could have started work on some of the details much, much earlier. This year, with these bills on the table, we'll be able to start the dialogue earlier, and we can hopefully finish before July 1st. So we're looking forward to having a vigorous debate and making this happen.
And of course, there's a lot of questions about the numbers, but one of the biggest problems is with the revenue. And I understand that the revenue projections right now aren't looking so great.
Well, you keep seeing the revenue percentage coming in less and less. Not big jumps, but it's much less. And we're now down about $500 million, and we haven't collected over half of our revenue yet. So it looks like we'll be a little bit over a $1 billion deficit from what was projected. That $1 billion adds on to the governor wanting to spend an extra $2 billion. So there's $3 billion difference between what's reality and what the governor wants. We have to start cutting spending somehow. It's inevitable. We can't print money here in Harrisburg. We can borrow money, but even there, we saw a bill come through, the capital finance plan, that wanted to expand borrowing. Many of us voted against that, but it'll pass to the Senate. We have to have an attitude of cutting and being more disciplined with our spending and eliminate borrowing. So much of our budget is based on paying the interest on debt that we already have.
And every year there's always a question about numbers. Of course, the governor has his set of numbers. House Democrats have their set of numbers. And I understand that there is an effort to get together with the Senate and come up with some kind of independent office that develops one set of numbers for everyone. What's going on here? What are your hopes?
Well, right now, the majorities in the House and Senate develop their own budget projections, but it's partisan. We're sort of looking at what the federal government does with the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. They're independent of party, they're independent of House and Senate, and they do the research and do it very, very well and make good estimates of what the cost, the bottom line is on many of these expenditures. So I am very much in favor of this. I think we need to do it right away. Anything I can do to help support making that happen, I'm right on board.
And of course, as we go into the springtime, there's some important things that are available for folks, especially for senior citizens. There's an important application that's now available.
Yeah, the property tax and rent rebate is open for another couple months, I think until June. If you're eligible for that, please come into my office and sign up and make sure you're part of that rebate program.
And as we're going into the spring, of course, it's time when folks start to think about fishing. I understand there's some information available for anglers.
Fishing is, for some folks, the most important thing in life. Trout stocking schedules are now available in my office. Please stop in. You can find out how many fish were stocked in certain streams and when they will be stocked. So gives the angler a little upper hand in where to go and catch his trophy.
Representative Creighton, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Tom Creighton.